The court battle has been described as a high-stakes case. On the winning side was German pharmaceutical giant Merck, which wants to use patented substances from a smaller New Jersey company. AARP and the government argued the prices for prescription drugs would go even higher if companies had to pay licensing fees to use basic research done by competitors. However, research universities and smaller companies holding patents argued they should be compensated for sharing their discoveries. Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation filed a friend of the court brief in the case. Spokesperson Andy Cohn says the decision did not go the way they hoped, but isn't as bad as they feared.
When you first read the headline saying that Merck wins, you're nervous. But then when you read the decision and you see that it only applies to compounds, not to research tools, that makes us much less nervous.
Cohn says it's not known if Wharf will lose money by having to share some of its patented compounds without getting a license fee. Some have speculated that Merck may eventually be sorry it won the case. Big pharmaceutical companies will save money on initial research in the short term, but they could pay a price later on by driving out smaller companies they rely on to do some of their scientific work. Jeremy Foltz is an assistant professor of economics at UW-Madison.
Potentially, the long-term effect is that you have less incentive for exciting top-quality research being done, and I don't see how that, in the long run, will reduce drug prices.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling revolved around the use of certain molecules that had been patented by one company, but which another company wanted to use in creating a drug that might inhibit tumors. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.